This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Hillary Clinton has emerged from the investigation into her email practices with more voters saying she cannot be trusted, according to a Times-CBS News poll. Plans for the GOP gathering show that Tom Brady of the New England Patriots is not coming, and Tim Tebow, the former Denver Broncos quarterback, also bailed. Unite Here is protesting the Trump Hotel and other unions, including SEIU's 32BJ, are protesting the Philly Democratic Convention. 69% of Americans say race relations are generally bad, one of the highest levels of discord since the 1992 riots in Los Angeles during the Rodney King case, according to the latest New York Times-CBS News poll. A new round of antitrust charges were filed by the European Union against Google, the third set since early 2015, claiming that some of the company's advertising products had restricted consumer choice. Illinois state legislature has sent a domestic workers' bill of rights bill to the Republican governor. The bill would guarantee basic labor protections to roughly 35,000 domestic workers in Illinois. The bill would also make domestic workers get paid at least the minimum wage, and it protects against sexual harassment on the job. National Consumer Law Center said that many of the land contract or contract for deed transactions were built to fail and were predatory in nature, benefiting sellers at the expense of lower-income and minority buyers who could not qualify for mortgages. Such a transaction is similar to buying a house on an installment plan with a high-interest long-term loan. At least one study placed the typical weight of a marijuana cigarette at 0.66 grams. Federal government said it's closer to 0.43 grams. The estimates from pot smokers are, shall we say, higher. Roughly one in four responding to an informal poll last year by High Times, the cannabis magazine, said a typical joint contained 1 gram of marijuana. Nearly as many said it contained half that amount. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkin. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.